Hey y'all, the mix is new and improved and coming your way right now. Hey everybody, it is Friday, March the 2nd, 2018, and we are new and improved. Thank you so much for tuning in and for listening wherever my voice may find you. This is hopefully the beginning of a brand new, exciting time for me. I have done this podcast previously, back in August of last year, and had a lot of fun doing it. You know, life kind of gets crazy sometimes, and you start doing different things and don't make time for things that you really want to do. And that's okay, because the good thing is, I'm here, and we're starting it again, and I'm super excited about this reboot. And hopefully it's going to be fun. Hopefully you're all going to enjoy it. And I am super excited. And as always, I am Caleb Graham. Welcome to the mix. So I am super excited to be doing this again. I had so much fun, like I said at the beginning of the show, when I was doing this podcast before. And today, for the first episode, I just want to kind of take a little bit of time here at the top and talk about, I guess, really my goals for this podcast. You know, I have stated many times how my lifelong dream at this point is, because my dreams change, that's why I say at this point, I've changed my goals and dreams several times. But I'm coming up on, this year is 2018. I will turn 30 this year, coming up in July. And for the past probably 5 years, I have really set my sights on television and journalism and radio and news and, you know, talk. I really just enjoy talking to people about so many different things. It doesn't matter if it's a news topic or a lifestyle topic or about music or about a movie or whatever. I just have so much fun talking with people and hearing their thoughts and those types of things. And that's really just what I want to do. And originally, that was my goal with this podcast. And that's what I'm going to continue to bring to it here in this new version. And I hope that it will help me to learn about reporting and about talking to people as well. I'm going to hopefully get to interview some friends and interview some other listeners and other hosts from other shows. And just, I really want this podcast to be a place that people can come to for anything. You may not want to listen to every episode, and that's okay, because there may not be something that I'm talking about that week that you're interested in, but I really would love for it to be just a melting pot for so many different things, and that's my goal, is to have that with this new version of The Mix. I have been back on Anchor for about a month now, over on my other channel, my original channel, Caleb Graham, and I have been spending some time just trying to listen and research and kind of learn what makes people successful on this platform. And I thought that I had re-grasped it again, and then 3.0 dropped and everything kind of just changed. I originally had wanted to do my first podcast at the beginning of March, so I am sticking to that by recording today. However, the show is definitely going to evolve from what you hear today. I'm going to start practicing using desktop. Today I'm recording on the iPhone app, using a microphone that I have plugged into my phone. Don't ask me what kind it is, because I don't know. I bought it on Amazon. It wasn't that expensive, but it sounds pretty good for, you know, a beginner. 3.0, yeah, what's going on with that? I mean, I'm super excited about change. I always welcome change when it comes to new things like Anchor, especially when it's popular, and I really always appreciate when companies listen to their customers and listen to the people that are using the platform, because that really will is what's going to make it such an incredible thing over time. Now, one thing that is interesting is how usually, you know, when something changes, it's a gradual thing. At least that's seems to be my experience. Correct me if I'm wrong, but this was a major change all at one time. You know, everything just completely looked different. So many features that we were used to utilizing every day and recording were gone. There's just a lot of things happening. And I was listening to a segment by Avi Unigleck, who is one of the three big personalities in my listening on Anchor. Him, Dr. Dan, and Miss Eileen are three of my favorites to listen to because they share so much incredible information about this platform and free podcasting in general. But he was mentioning how, you know, you shouldn't always attack something when it first happens, because usually when big changes like this happen, what you initially see is not what it's going to be in the long term. And Anchor has already announced a couple of the features that people were really used to using are going to be coming back, like echoing and commenting and things like that on podcasts. But that's one of the things that I miss the most about it so far, is that social aspect. So I'm hoping, because that's what I was building my podcast upon, was being social, that that will, you know, be coming back very soon, because I like to share other people's stuff as well as create my own. So we'll see what happens. I want to take a second to talk about the new channel that I created on Anchor for The Mix. You know, I noticed in my research that I've been doing over the past few weeks that the majority of people who have successful podcasts, the name of their podcast is the name of their station. You know, I have a station that's Caleb Graham, which I'm going to keep and use that for more of a personal post place. But I wanted to be able to have an easier way to direct people to The Mix. So I decided to completely start over with a brand new channel, and hopefully it'll be a good thing, because now I can post anything related to The Mix and direct it back to this channel, as well as the new Twitter handle, which I created, which we'll talk about in a little while. But I just wanted to try something new, and hopefully having a new channel is going to really help in keeping people more in the same place, instead of me trying to send them all over the internet for different things to different websites and all that sort of thing. So we'll see how this goes. Hopefully it turns out well. Stay tuned. Now let's talk about some hot topics. Now, what are hot topics, you may ask? Well, my thought on hot topics is, you know, there's lots of talk show type media out there that have segments that are called hot topics. So for me, hot topics could be anything. Primarily, I'm hoping that I will be using the hot topics platform to talk about things in the news. So it'll almost be like a little short breakdown of breaking news stories or the top trending news stories of the day, whether that be from the radio or the news or Twitter or wherever, whatever's going on in the world. I want to kind of just share a few little quick briefings on news topics. Then I'll get to move on into more kind of entertainment related things or lifestyle topics and things like that that really interest me or that may interest you that you mentioned to me or asked for me to talk about, because I love getting feedback. So I always want to be talking about what everybody wants to hear. So always feel free to share that with me in whatever capacity you choose to do so. And hopefully it's going to be a lot of fun. So that's a little bit of a little breakdown of what I am hoping to accomplish with this podcast. I know that it will continue to grow and I will continue to learn and change things and try different things and see what works, see what doesn't. I'm going to use this as a grand experiment to create something that hopefully will be meaningful to many people and will also just be something really fun that I can do to gain experience in this ever-changing world of media. So thank you for listening, and I hope that you will come back and that you'll reach out to me and let me hear from you. Any thoughts would be beautiful. Please reach out to me with the voice messages, formerly called call-ins, and let me hear what you want to hear. All right, y'all, that's going to just about wrap it up for today. Thank you again for listening. I want to share a few little housekeeping things with you. Right now, the plan is for consistency with this podcast. That's another thing that I learned in listening and learning, is that a lot of people are very consistent with their episodes. So for right now, we're going to say The Mix is going to publish once a week on Fridays. That's what I'm going to commit to for the start. Every Friday, you're going to get a brand new episode of The Mix. Now, in order to do that, you need to know where to find me on social media and where to contact me so that you can get involved and participate in this show, because that's exactly what I want. So, we have created some new social media profiles that are specifically for The Mix. Now, if you would like to tweet us, go to Twitter and type in @TweetTheMix. That's TWEETTHEMIX. That is our Twitter handle. You can also find us here on Anchor. anchor.fm/TheMix on Anchor. I have also set up a website on the beautiful platform on Universe, which is called themix.onuniverse.com. That's it. That's all the places that you need to find ways to contact The Mix. Of course, you can also reach out to me on Twitter and Instagram @CalebGraham. And in the meantime, I thank you again so much, so much for listening. Please join me on this journey as I discover how I am going to make The Mix a better place for your voice to be heard. And thank you. Until next time, add something to The Mix.